This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. More people who are among the top 20% of income earners made money from digital platforms such as Airbnb than lower income workers, according to new data from JPMorgan Chase Institute. Overall, 3.1% of U.S. adults earned income from online gigs between October 2014 and September 2015, and only one quarter did so through direct labor like Uber. The majority of low-income workers earned income through capital programs like VRBO and ESTE. Hillary Clinton's favorability rating among independents has dropped by 15% in the last 4 months to now standing at 20% of independents viewing her positively and 65% viewing her as unfavorable. Egypt has offered more than 500,000 state-subsidized housing units for sale for 1,000 square foot units for a little more than $17,000 a piece, with a potential cash subsidy depending on income of another $30,000, a 20-year mortgage from 5 to 7%. 538's Nate Silver crunched numbers using Census Bureau data and Exis polls and found that the median income of a Trump voter was about $72,000. That's lower than the $91,000 median for Kasich voters, but it's well above the national median household income of about $56,000. It's also higher than the median income for Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders supporters, which is around $61,000 for both. John Kasich, Ohio's governor, ended his bid for the Republican nomination, leaving Donald Trump as the last man standing. The Justice Department has issued a warning to North Carolina that their new law on bathrooms and LGBT individuals violates federal law under Title VII, which prohibits discrimination on the basis of sex, according to a law enforcement official. A Louisiana voter registration law dating to 1874 found itself under challenge in a federal court by the Southern Poverty Law Center and Fair Elections Legal Network because it requires naturalized or foreign-born citizens to prove their citizenship when they register rather than simply swearing as other citizens do. An Army officer has sued President Obama over the legality of the war against the Islamic State. In the ongoing war against Planned Parenthood, Kansas has cut off all Medicaid reimbursements. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.